Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my good friends. Welcome to my show. I am Dr. Amara Ann Onujiogo, also known as Dr. Mother Love. I am the host of this show. Let's talk about family. You are welcome. This is a monthly message recorded every first Friday of the month. In order to help all of us reflect on the importance of family and our roles and unshakable resolve to keep the family stable, safe, sane, and successful. That is our goal. The ball has always been on our court to keep this going. This show gives us a platform, an opportunity to evaluate our progress and areas to make adjustments. During the last few episodes, we have been discussing some of the social media posts people are posting about their concerns about marriage. Please go back to the replays and listen and know where we stand about it. You can just go get the replays at amara.wordpress.com and click on replays. You get it. This is May, the month of May. Well, the month we celebrate our women, our mothers, our wives. This May episode will be dedicated to all women as our Mother's Day special message. Then after, we go back next month to our regular program. But this very month, this May 4th message is for all our mothers, all our wives, all our women. It's for every woman, not only mothers. On Mother's Day, we are always exposed to so many eloquent attributes to mothers. Our mothers who are playing the role of mothers too. And these mothers' roles have been consistent globally from time immemorial. Right from the time of Adam and Eve, mothers have always been mothers. They have been the foundation of every family, you know. And I appreciate and cherish all the praises and compliments. And all women are being celebrated, not only mothers, all women. My message to women today is an appeal for damage control. We, as women, hold the key to family peace and harmony. And from what is going on in marriages these days, it seems that some of us are turning this key to a negative side instead of positive. From the venting and ranting we see in social media, we can imagine what is going on in marriages. And we can imagine that the institution of marriage may be history if we don't take our time to correct it. That's why I have the passion to keep talking about bringing up these problems and seeing how we can retrieve and save marriages and save family and save family values and bring it back to what it should be and be stable. Okay? So we women are the CEOs of this institution called family. We can do more than we are doing to make a difference. I believe we can control the entire situation with the wisdom and insight we are created with. Are we doing a good job in this area? An honest answer to this question will go a long way in making things better. When I ask this question, are we doing a good job? All I'm saying is, are we allowing materialism, selfishness, to take over our good nature and to result in confusion, chaos, dysfunction, hatred, fighting, abuse, domestic violence, all kinds of things? Is it from our mouth or from what we, are we talking too much? Are we not watching our mouth? Are we not, are we no longer wise women that have sanity, that have insight, that are created, that are wired to take care of family and do the right thing? Do we allow our selfish nature? Human beings are, we have human side of us. All of us have good and bad, selfish and selfless sides of us. But most of us, most women, are supposed to exhibit their selflessness, sacrifice as a token for the family. That's what, when I was being raised, that's what we were told, that women, even though nobody talks about women or their contribution, but indirectly, if you go to any family that is doing well, look at the woman. Look at the woman. There's an intelligent woman there. She could be silent, quiet, you know, suffering and smiling, but she's there. Has that wisdom left us? Are we no longer wise? I see some of our women, young, especially the younger ones, open their mouth wide, and all they do is to make up and grow long hair and just appearance, outward appearance. What about the inward grace? What about our inward grace we were created for, to nurture families? Where are we? Women, I am just saying this because some of us are behaving. I just get so emotional and I may get out of my way. So pardon me, all apologies if I'm overreacting. But I'm just worried about how some, not may all of us, but some of us are making marriage look dirty, look like a business, look like you just go there to see what is in there for you, and you grab it with no apologies. That's not marriage. That's not what I was raised in. That's not what I know about marriage. That's not what many successful marriages are doing. So let us dump that and continue. So my fellow women, this is a clarion call for all of us to stop the bleeding in our families for the sake of our loved ones and the next generation. Since the focus today is on women, not men, let's see how we can use the best in us to make a deep difference, starting from this Mother's Day. That's my assignment. Committing. Let me take an opportunity at this point to acknowledge and highlight a few outstanding virtues in women. A well-known magazine contributor, Jacqueline Miller, recognizes that wise mothers or wise women are the world's greatest asset, the greatest human influence, and the most wholesome and substantial contribution to human society. Bravo, women. If this is how we are seen and we are regarded, are we living up to this expectation? The influence of mothers is without comparison or competition. The bravest battle that ever was fought by the mothers of the fighting men. These mothers were fighting on their knees and other emotional support. Our family, our government, our nation, our society depend on our mothers for stability. Wise and stable women are vital everywhere. And women with these virtues are even more needed these days in our society, with as challenges are getting worse. Having said this, let me make a big request from women, especially wives and mothers. Listen to me. I'm appealing to you. It's a clarion call. All I'm asking you is, let us go back to the family and look at how we are living. Is your husband, is the father of your children regarded well, no matter how he behaves? No, let me take it back. What I'm saying is, be willing to put children's dad as a hero in your children's eyes, instead of turning their hearts against him. for even minor mistakes or weaknesses, but even for major mistakes or major weaknesses. So what? In front of your children, paint him as a hero and watch him turn around to be a hero. A wife can treat her husband as an incompetent dad or as a wonderful husband. The choice is hers. I am not saying that he must live up to that expectation. I'm not saying it. I'm saying that even if he doesn't, I'm not supporting responsibility. But even if he doesn't, for the sake of your children, exonerate him in front of the children. Don't ever say anything bad about your husband, their father, in front of them. The mother's words and attitudes have a lasting impression on the way children view their father. I encourage her to endeavor to speak highly of him before the kids. And in private, she can reprimand him with compassion. We women compassion is woven into us as part of our nature. But many of us, for one reason or the other, subdue it. I'm not blaming them because I know that I was talking to somebody. She said to me, you know, my mother was so compassionate and she suffered so much in the hands of my dad. I will not be that. I'm going to crash that, throw it out of the window and live my own way. So that compassion that is inbuilt in all women, I've been suppressed because of what people have experiences or fears of the unknown, or they resolve not to be like their mothers. I know a lady who told me, Auntie, I will never be like my mother. I love my mother to death, but I will never be like her. And I said, why? She said, my mother was a doormat. She opens the dictionary and see the meaning of doormat. It means different. It depends on how you look at a doormat. To me, a doormat, is the best thing. You clean your leg and you come in. At least the house is clean. And the doormat carries all the dirt. I know. That's one extremity of it. But what I'm saying is, with all due respect, when you don't want to be like your mother, it's not good news at all. It's not good news. So we have to find a way to get this back. Be like your mother. If your mother was a monster, don't be like her. We try to copy the good things in other people. We don't copy the bad things. That's why we are human beings. That's why we are higher animals. If we just copy anything we see in people, then we're just like lower animals, like goats and dogs that follow the training given to them. But God gave us our senses, our inner peace, and gave us wisdom to choose right and wrong, and give us a conscience that prickles us when we do something wrong, but we subdue the conscience most of the time. I've done that before. It's not easy. Some of us have conscience that the slightest thing we do wrong, we will never sleep again. The conscience worries us so much until we do things right. And others have no conscience at all. Their conscience has no feelings at all, no matter what they do. They go back to bed and sleep and look at you. They have no shame, no conscience. It depends on who people are. I'm not judging people. I'm just pointing out different kinds, different shades of women, pointing out why we should be careful so that whatever we do will not result in dysfunction in our families, in our societies, and in the world. We are told that when you train a woman, you train a nation, a generation. So if the new generation will depend on what we are doing in this generation, we must be really careful. Otherwise, the new generation will hold us responsible forever. So what I'm saying is, if you, as a mom, endeavor to speak highly of your husband or the father of your children before them, and in private, you can do whatever you want, but do it with compassion. Believe me, this man will thank you for this lasting gift of love you have given, you have planted in their children. And this man can turn around from a monster to a real man of integrity. Because of what? Because you the wife, you, the woman, you are the mother of the children. You have exalted him. You have protected him. You have saved him from shame. And this is what we are called to do as women. People are saying that we're the weaker sex. Sometimes I will say that women are the stronger sex because they can endure. The men are very strong in the battlefield, in physical things, but emotionally, men are very fragile. And women are stronger. So when you say that one sex is stronger than another, it depends on where you are coming from. If you are coming from material things, if you are coming from physical exercise or physical, yes. But if you are coming from emotional strength and wisdom and insight, women are stronger. That's how we are wired. And we don't have to abuse. And we can turn that wisdom into, we can use it to exploit men. I had I saw a video today in Facebook about a lady from northern Nigeria, a Muslim woman, preaching to women that they have to, the time is gone when women will hold their husbands at the neck at the time and ask them to give me food money, give me feeding money, or else it won't go. And that lady is saying that if we as women are dependent on our husbands or the fathers of our children, even for the slightest thing, to buy an underwear or to buy a tin of tomato, then you are really have to blame yourself. You have to be able to see what you can do to feed the family, even if he doesn't give you the money. You feed him. And this woman was saying that you feed the man, rub his back as he's eating, talk good about him, make crack jokes for him to enjoy, and let him eat. Then when you go in, you know how to get the money from him in private. And that's what women are meant for. I'm not saying that you have to manipulate him or falsely praise him. No, I'm saying use the best in you to bring out the best in him for the sake of the children and for the greatest glory of God. That's all I'm saying. Pretense, manipulation, extortion, they are not virtues. They are vices. I am asking women today, I'm asking you to use this Mother's Day to bring out the best in you, the best wisdom in you, the best kindness in you, the best grace in you, to turn your family around and protect their family from chaos, from dysfunction, from pain, from anguish, from domestic violence, from verbal abuse. Instead of talking about, when we women are told that we don't want, if you don't have anything good to say, say nothing. So when it comes so much, fills your head, you want to answer. If a man talks bad about you and accuses you, instead of accusing back or talking back, keep quiet. Sometimes silence is golden, and I apply it all the time. That was my greatest weapon, silence and prayer inside me. And after some time, I mean, it has saved many situations in my life. Now, I'm telling you that if a woman treats a man like this before their children, this man will always be very grateful to you for giving this lasting gift of love stayed in your children. And it will be carried to the next generation because they see their father as a good man, as an able man, and most of them will honor him. And that honor goes back to you, and the man knows that, go to my wife. You say, oh, my wife, look at my wife, it's my wife, it's my wife. That's all. And when men start giving glory, telling you, if you praise a man, and he say, oh, God, it's my wife, you know that wife is doing a good job. And that man really is a good man too, because it takes a good person to recognize something good in another person. So if a man recognizes a good woman that is helping him do something better in the family, it means that the man is good too. So, because sometimes you can do everything for men, it doesn't matter. Your niceness and your goodness may be taken as weakness and exploited. So it goes both ways. So all I'm saying is use your number six, use your wisdom, use your maturity to treat the family, keep the family stable, keep the family safe, keep the family sane and successful. if not financially, but otherwise. Let your family be known as that family that is faithful family, stable family, family of God. Family, Christian. You don't have to be Christian. A human being. You don't have to be a Christian to have a good family or to be good. It's always good to do those natural law of nature, the golden rule. Follow the golden rule. If I ask you to go to the Bible and all that, it may be, I may be referring to one section of people, but I'm just saying, if you apply the golden rule, do your best and do unto others what you expect to be done. Even if they don't do it to you, keep doing. I mean, you will never go wrong by doing the right thing. You will never go wrong by doing the right thing. And you will never go right in the end by doing the wrong thing. At last, the truth comes out. So, my dear ladies, my appeal to you today is use this 2018 Mother's Day as a day to turn around. And if you have not been catching up with treating your husband or the father of your children well before these children, gradually clean that up. Gradually change that. Gradually let them know that you are turning over a new leaf, they are starting all over. You are just kidding. Their father is good. You bring all the good qualities in him and show that to them. And then gradually you will see that things will change and that man will count himself the luckiest person on earth. As I told you, men want love, respect. If you respect a man, he will do anything you want, anything. He'll give you anything. But once you disrespect him, he becomes defensive, protects himself, and he can change into abusive, manipulative. It can get dirty. But sometimes a stitch in time saves nine. When you know what you are doing and do it right, and don't try to be right all the time or get if when you want to just be the right argument, every argument you want to win it, no, it doesn't work. Let's sometimes lose some argument for the sake of peace. Okay? So I'm just telling you that my wish for you is from today on, let every family be protected with the compassion of love in the family. Let us put the seed of love in our children, especially the gift of love of their father. And when I will talk about the mother, the father, then I'll tell the men what to do for their wives. But right now I'm talking about women. Please use this opportunity to let your children know that their father is not an imbecile, is not an incompetent father. That he is wonderful. He has wonderful qualities. Bring those qualities out. Bring those attributes out. Show it to them and let them repeat that. Let them adore him. And believe me, that's the key to turn family around. That's the key to turn men around. No more fighting. No more abusive words. I'm educated, he's educated, so what? I can't take any nonsense. No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about equality. We're not talking about submission. I'm saying that for peace to reign, two people will decide to do the right thing. And the woman, I'm telling you to start it. Let it start with you. And believe me, you will not fail. Please, women, this is my Mother's Day assignment for you. I will touch back, I'll touch business again after a while. But let me let you know that I appreciate women. I adore women. When I see these young ladies, young professional women, I say, oh my God, I'm glad to be a woman. Thank God I'm blessed with a daughter. It's always good to have children, both male and female, but when you are blessed with a child, you look at yourself, you see yourself, a girl, doing so well, working hard, praising God, doing the right thing, helping people, being compassionate, you feel blessed. That's how I feel. So I'm wishing every woman, every mother, every wife, the best of Mother's Day. Turn over a new leaf, turn around and be faithful and be that person that God created and planted in the family. And God knows why he put you there. Work on it. But if in the end you do your best and it doesn't work, God will give you an exit plan for a better purpose. That's what was done to me. After so many years, when things don't work, God will show you a way to go and then do send you to a place where you can do something better and serve Him better. And many of us have this experience. So I'm telling you that it is important to do putting your best, but most of the time, you're putting your best. The reward is wonderful. Whether the marriage ended or it didn't end, whether it's this, it must always show that you have put in your best. And the record is there. And the world knows. And everybody knows. And the men themselves know. They know. They know. They may not admit, but they know. So it's important for us to be the women of virtuous women. Be the right sign. When you come into a family, that family is best. Be a blessing to your family you have been. Exalt the man. Praise him. Make him a king, a hero before the children, and God will bless you. This is my Mother's Day message for you. Let's endeavor to do this, and you see, you'll be gratefully amazed. Thank you for listening. Have a great Mother's Day, and be good. Bring out the best in you, and God will bless you all. Join us next month. Join us next month for the June reflection about family. Family is very important to me. Marriage is very important to me. Let's protect family and let us keep doing our best so that the next generation will hold us high and say that, thank God, we are their ancestors. As we are talking about our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, we hold on to them. They paved the way for us. So let us do the same for our children. Let us be wise. Let us be wise and let us learn how to take care of our families. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a nice Mother's Day and join us next month. This is Dr. Anne Amara Onujiogu, also known as Dr. Mother Love, saying thank you and have a nice day. So, goodbye and try to bring out the best in you for people around you and your loved ones. God bless you. Bye-bye.